Creamers! Welcome back to the show. I'm Hot Joe, and I'm joined by my co-host, Samuel L. Daddy.
Hi, Creamers. Welcome back. It's good to see you again.
And we're going to talk the turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
I didn't make any enemies. I mean, I was even friends with Fidel Castro.
We're going to talk about bad blood. We're going to talk about Wrestle Dream. There's a new IWGP World Champion. And what's our match count for 2024, the year of our Lord? All that on this episode of Room for Creamers. So, Samuel L. Daddy, Bad Blood.
Yeah.
You watched it.
I did watch Bad Blood.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it overall. I don't want to say it was a two-match show, but I think there was the two matches we were all excited for more than the others.
Which are what?
The Hell in a Cell and Tag Team. Roman and Cody and Bloodline.
My favorite match was actually the Rhea Ripley match.
It wasn't bad. I'm not talking down about those, but that was fun.
Yeah.
They did it well.
Because at first I thought Dominic was scared.
Yeah.
And he was, like, too afraid to, like, go towards the edge of the cage. And I'm like, oh, he must have, like, a fear of heights.
She brought that up, right?
And then did she?
I thought she referenced he was scared of
heights. I had no clue. I have no idea.
It was referenced in there. It's brought up.
And then when he falls out, for, like, a split second, I was like,
I 100% had that split second, too, of, like, and I didn't watch it live. I watched it the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew, I don't know if I saw something. I didn't see the actual, like, him dangling.
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew something happened or read something happened, and it still got me where I was like, it looked good. He did it really well.
So you knew that Dirty Dom dangles, but that didn't ruin it for you.
No.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I was all about the Dirty Dom dangle.
Hell yeah, man.
It was good. But yeah, that match was fine.
Yeah. I guess the finish was botched, but it's not something that I noticed during it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be not a disqualification, from what I understand.
That's why she put her over her stove, but the referee saw her and made the correct choice of just disqualifying
it. I think it was just too blatant, he said.
Yeah,
or somebody said it was too blatant for him to ignore, so you got to call it on the fly like that. Right. I thought, because I knew that before I saw it, so I kind of watched for it. I'm like, okay, yeah, she did kind of do everything right in front of the ref, and he was trying to go to Dom, and whatever. But it made me think of when Hulk Hogan became a bad guy in the NWO, and they were actually supposed to win. I don't know if you like can picture all of it, but he comes down and leg drops Macho Man. I know you know that part.
Yes.
Everybody does. But the ref was still supposed to be there and count to three, but I don't know if it's because it was just getting so wild or because of the moment or whatever, he left. So I think Scott Hall counted to three.
Oh.
I think on the clip.
See, I don't remember that. Yeah.
So what I thought was that once Raquel realized, like, oh, they called for the DQ, he's not coming back, and she should have left Liv on her. And that's just
I think the commentators did a good job covering it off of being like, obviously, this is just symbolic.
Yeah, they did fine. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying they did anything wrong.
And, like, as somebody who didn't know that it was a botch when it was happening, I was like, okay.
That makes sense.
It was symbolic, like, but whatever.
I don't think it really took away from anything.
No.
That was just, a thought I had for it. But, no, besides that, that was good.
The Hell in a Cell match?
I thought it was awesome.
It was really good.
That's what a Hell in a Cell match is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Two guys that hate each other. The third match in their, I assume it's over, trilogy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And there was blood, violence.
Yeah. A nice bump.
With the stairs?
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, it was scary.
They went all out. And they told a good story with the beads.
At the end,
how they brought
that was
the beads
cool.
into it.
Even though I've always thought this bead thing was really stupid, that part of it was really
something,
cool.
Yeah. Because
also, like, the crowd was expecting thumbtacks.
Yeah.
So you're giving them something that's not as good as what they wanted. So it kind of put some heat on them. But it also, like, was disrespectful as hell.
I hate you.
Right.
And your stupid bracelet.
Yeah.
Your friendship
and
bracelet.
He hates arts and crafts. I think that's the real root of
Drew McIntyre
the whole thing.
Hates arts and crafts.
That's
a really good point. I didn't think about that.
No.
He should have brought his sword. If he really hated him, he should have brought his
sword. You know, that's a great point that I hadn't even considered.
That's all I'm thinking. Tell him to sell.
Right.
But no, I thought they did great. They were both bleeding real good.
Yeah.
And it looked like they hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk passed, not even pass out, but collapsing when he was walking out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know
and
if
then
you
they
saw
got the oxygen stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he, the next night on Raw, said he's got to go away for a little bit. I don't know if you saw that or read that or anything.
I think I read it, but I kind of forgot about that, yeah. Because it was
so
2 weeks ago.
From what I understand, and what makes sense to me, is the next thing is, I don't know when, a couple weeks there in Saudi Arabia, and I don't think he's a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way to give him some time off. And
yeah. No, I mean, he definitely isn't.
From what I've heard.
I mean, that and blood money. What is it? Blood money covered. What did he say?
Oh, what he told The Miz to go suck a blood money covered.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cock, maybe.
It was one of them. Blood money
penis.
Covered.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture the tweet or whatever it was in my head.
I'm trying to picture how that would, like, the logistics of putting blood money onto it. Speaking of the Saudi Arabia show, which is what?
Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewel. So there's also that new belt.
The Crown Jewel champion.
So, like, before the show started in Triple H, they're like, Triple H, or maybe they even said, Paul, Triple H Levesque has a special announcement today. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what is it going to be? I texted my other buddy who was watching it. I'm like, oh, what do you think it's going to be? He's like, I think it's going to be like a mid-card women's title. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
I've heard they've been talking about that. Or that's been the rumor.
And then, so that's what I was expecting. And then, you know, you could see that there's a belt under there. I'm like, oh, cool. That's
what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was like that. I'm like, that's stupid.
It's.
I don't like when there's a belt for. I don't like when they do with the Owen Hart Cup either
in
AEW.
They did, for the Greatest Royal Rumble, they did over there.
Right.
There was a belt for that.
Yeah, which I think Braun Strowman
won and has still has, I guess.
I guess. He has it at his house like an Oscar.
They haven't had a Greatest Royal Rumble since, as far as I know.
No, they haven't had a Great Royal Rumble since.
Oh, no, you're telling me. Well, yeah, like the Owen Hart tournament. What do they get?
A
trophy and a belt?
Yeah, both.
Is there a trophy?
I think there is a trophy and a belt.
The trophy I like.
Yeah.
For those situations.
Right.
And if you're going to do this in WWE at the Crown Jewel things, if it's champion versus champion, then have a trophy.
Right. Because then...
Like, put names on it. It's like how they did the...
If it's a prize that you aren't going to be defending, then I think it should just be a trophy.
That makes more sense to me.
Right.
Or like a medal.
Yeah.
Or a...
Right. Something.
Like it shouldn't be... I mean, Crown Jewel... does kind of sound like a crown, but
true.
They do the King of the Ring, you get the crown for a little while. And shouldn't do another one, but
if they had a trophy, the trophy could just have a crown on it, like an Oscar has that Oscar guy on there.
Yeah, the Grouch.
Yeah, the Grouch, the little trash can.
That's what they should do. They should have an Oscar, the Grouch, Crown Jewel, trophy. No other way around it.
Taz. But I definitely agree.
Do you like the belt? Just look wise.
No.
No.
Did you?
I hate it.
It was so dry and it's so big.
It's awkward.
Uh-huh. I don't like it.
Was that for both? Because there's a men's and a woman's. They only had the one belt though.
I don't know. It's probably the same but white.
That's usually
white strap, I should say.
That's what they go with
normally.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Those shows are weird.
I mean, you could see that Triple H was like, I don't know, this isn't...
We had to come up with something. Yeah,
they want this over there. And I didn't make the deal, you guys.
It's the guy from Netflix that did it.
It's the guy.
Netflix guy.
Yeah, the Netflix bloke. But no, I was fine.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. I mean, when is that show?
In a couple weeks. I can't remember.
Who do you think will win, Cody or Gunther?
I don't know. I feel like since it's the first one and there's a belt, that you have to have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no DQ kind of thing.
Right.
So what's going to happen, Goldberg's going to show up.
Do you think Goldberg?
And Spear Gunther
uh-huh.
and Cody will win.
What if Kevin Owens?
Oh, maybe Kevin Owens.
Because he's a heel and Goldberg's a babyface, so wouldn't it be better to have the heel do it?
No.
You think it would be better to have Goldberg do it? I think it would be too.
It'd be a nice little throwback when he did it to Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, and then Cody wins with the frog splash.
Cody wins with the frog splash.
Yeah.
Cody knows his wrestling history, so he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid to either.
To do a frog splash?
Not at all.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
He kind
of
did. He jumped from the turnbuckle to the table. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
To take out Jacob Fatu.
No, when was this in the show?
In the main event.
I don't remember that part.
he looked back at Roman and he's like, you got to finish this. Mm-hmm. And then he leapt off. You'd finish that because I'm taking care of this or something like that. He jumped off through the table.
Yeah. Maybe I wasn't paying as much attention because that seems like
it was cool.
Something you would remember.
It was like definitely one of their cinematic moments or mm-hmm. whatever of the match that mm-hmm. they like doing. But yeah, it was fine. Jimmy Uso came back.
Yeah.
Then The Rock came back at the end.
Oh, yeah,
jumping around. Because the match itself wasn't bad by any means, but it's one of their main events. That's right. How their main events are.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Right. No, yeah, that's what they do. I mean, when I was watching Dynamite last week with Brian Bark, it was the Danielson and Wheeler Yuta versus Pac and Claudio Castagnoli match.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, if this was WWE, this would actually be the main event at the pay-per-view, not just on Dynamite.
Yeah.
But you know, the main event obviously was different. We'll get to
That in a minute, but yeah, it was a little
different. But yeah, that's how they do it. But that's okay because it's free. It's
different ways. I mean,
it's a PLE. It's not like I think of their, you know, PLEs like the ones that are sort of in between the big ones as how AEW has Grand Slam and this and that.
Well, it seems like so WrestleMania has been two nights since 2020. Mm-hmm. SummerSlam's about to be two nights next year, I think.
That's what I'm pretty sure.
I think that's it for now. Royal Rumble has those events. They're not the events, the match. The two of them, I guess. So those are like your big ones, like what you're saying.
Yeah, SummerSlam.
And then you have your...
Money in the Bank. I think they have the Big Five, and they consider Money in the Bank to be one of them.
Survivor Series is getting better, because they've been doing War Games.
Yeah.
I'm curious if they do that again this year, because it seems like they're doing it the way you should with, like, Money in the Bank, I don't mind being a pay-per-view. Royal Rumble should be a pay-per-view. But instead of having the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, we got this Hell in a Cell that mattered and made sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't just...
Right.
This is the first match together.
I think CM Punk worded it as they always have it where there's a Hell in a Cell that needs a match, and now they have it where there's a match that needs a Hell in a Cell.
That's perfect. Yeah. I give him he knows his words good.
Yeah, he do know how to do good talking.
He good talk. He talk good, dude. Good talk.
He do.
Taz.
But, yeah, I thought it was a pretty good show, though.
Overall, it was good. What else was there? Damian Priest was fine. Yeah. And Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about
that one. And what was the other one? Bayley and Nia, that was...
Yeah, what do you think about... Because we've never talked about this. I mean, just in general, Finn Balor, like modern Finn Balor. I don't like the way he presents himself. I like the way he's like. To me, he's the guy who started the Bullet Club.
Yeah,
he's a guy. He was the like. Now he just kind of looks like a piece of street trash.
Oh, that's what he's going for.
That's what he's going for. I'm not a fan of it.
He's going for the street trash
because I don't think of him as street trash. So it's hard for me to view him in that way.
I feel like the street trash thing is. They're
I mean, I
forcing
like,
it.
What I like the
Gunther,
name.
Gunther called Damian Priest street trash.
They.
I thought before he won the belt, before SummerSlam, I thought he did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
So maybe they took it from that, I guess. And I get what they're going for, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. JD, McDonough, that's street trash.
Yeah, that guy's just...
Who else is in there? Carlito? He pulls the... He wears the weird street trash shirt.
He got John Cena stabbed.
Mm-hmm. So, he paid that guy.
Yeah.
And who else was there?
Dominic? Who stabbed John Cena? Was it Jesus?
I thought it was Jesus.
Okay.
I heard it was supposed to be New Jack.
Whoa. I did not know that.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Speaking of things that were supposed to be, did you hear the thing Mark Briscoe said the other day?
Though they were going to be in the Wyatt family?
Yeah.
I just saw it probably before I came over here today.
Right on.
And I don't know. Because like part of me is like, no, it was perfect how it was. Like,
yeah,
that would have been...
Right. It would have been...
It's hard to imagine, but...
Yeah, they would fit.
They kind of would have fit in it. Mm-hmm. And they would have been... It'd be kind of cool to have a faction that has two tag teams in it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, or I guess those guys could have had Rowan and Harper do more single stuff, I guess, but.
Yeah, true.
It would have been kind of cool to have two tag teams in there.
Yeah, especially.
And they fit.
Good tag, like both really good.
Yeah, I like all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been neat to have the tag team of kind of more what they did with the Bosom Buddies. That wasn't their name.
The Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes.
I was going to say the Basham Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't.
That's another
brother.
That's
brothers.
The Bashams. Yeah. Gemini.
Ooh.
Yeah.
what was it? Bludgeon Brothers with the hammers.
Yes.
The hammers were a little much, but besides that, they were good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you have the two big powerhouse guys, and then the Briscoes are like, what are they doing? They're just running all over the place, killing everybody. Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. But given the time period, wouldn't that have been before Jay Briscoe was world champion of Ring of Honor?
I want to say yes.
Because maybe it was for the best then. I mean, he got like that. He never.
I mean, I think
his career went pretty well, other than.
Career wise, I think everything is. It turned out fine.
Yeah. Everything went.
It turned out
but
fine.
But it's interesting to think what would have been.
It's a really cool what if. And then, I mean, I'd have to go look at the roster at the time because I don't remember, but just to see the fantasy booking aspect of it, because I still can remember how cool the Wyatts and the Shield was.
Right, that was a pretty crazy
moment. So you throw those guys in with tag team stuff, and I don't remember who else was there, but there was other people there.
Did you hear that statistic people have been talking about the Shield with Danielson?
Two out of three of them retired him?
No, they all did.
They all retired him?
Yeah, I guess his last match at WrestleMania was against Roman. His last match on Raw was against Seth. And then his last match before his, full-time retirement was against Mox.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw something about Roman. And
I've seen people saying that, and then I've seen people go, someone told me this. But I actually haven't seen anybody I looked into it, and that's correct. Like,
okay, everybody's just like, is.
Yeah, like, I'm assuming that that's not a lie, but I don't know.
You did the research.
Yeah.
Good for you. So now I know it's true when somebody says it.
Right.
That's good. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. The Shield has definitely made their mark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that goes without saying.
At first, I was like, man, I want Dean Ambrose to be the way he was when he was in the Indies. That's what made me go, this guy's so cool. Like, when he first signed to WWE, I was like, this is not going to make sense. This
doesn't work.
Yeah.
He made it work, though.
He did.
As much as he could.
Yeah.
For most of the time. The Shield was cool. I mean, I don't know if... I feel like when WWE puts stuff together about factions or groups or whatever you want to call them, they always have, the Shield, maybe what number one. I can't remember. I know they did a list not long ago.
Really?
A couple years ago.
I would see, because I could see them making them three.
And they put them, because there's three of them?
Well, no. Because I feel like they would put DX as number one. And then they'd NWO. Probably put NWO as number two because they know NWO should at least be in the top two.
You have to put them up there.
Even though they're definitely better than DX.
Yeah, I get it, and I was all about the Shield.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't argue it.
Or maybe it's just like a thing. Maybe it's just them wanting to put over modern stuff.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a few years ago, so I'm curious how they would rank it now. Yeah. But
they'd probably be like Judgment Day.
Still like, I mean, even
the Bloodline probably deserves to be on there.
Bloodline would be up there now.
Yeah.
The Shield.
New Day.
I always thought New Day. I was always a New Day guy. The Wyatts.
New Day Rocks. Like
we talked about.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no other ones.
There's no other factions.
Four Horsemen.
The Right to Censor.
They'd probably put the
probably
Four Horsemen
be in the top five.
Nation
for
of
sure.
Domination.
Yeah.
We're just naming factions.
But
those are all ones that I think would be up there. Heart Foundation.
X Factor, isn't that one?
With
that,
Albert.
Yeah. And X-Pac.
And X-Pac. And Just Incredible.
That. Yes. Yes. When he wore tights. And you're like, this isn't Just Incredible.
Who's that guy?
What is he doing? He's a wrestler now?
Yes.
Before he looked like the white trash cousin of Billy Kidman.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Raven's Flock.
Well, they were never in WWF.
Still, factions.
Okay, but WWE was...
Four Horsemen,
they were in
Evolution.
They were in stuff that WWE owns.
Yeah, Four Horsemen were never really...
Yeah.
But yeah, Evolution was kind
of
like
The Dungeon
Horsemen.
Of Doom.
The Dudleys.
Yeah, but the WWE family. Does not like to acknowledge the entire family.
Spike, though, that makes it enough.
That's fair.
That's three.
That's fair.
And they had, and then the Hollies. Hardcore, Crash, and Molly.
I don't know if that's a faction. They never,
just family?
Yeah, I mean, they never, really had,
Hardcore
like a...
Hardcore and Crash would hang out a lot, but they had, a love-hate.
But that would be more of a tag team, and then Molly is their manager. Like, they didn't have, trios matches.
That's... Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to look
into
that,
I guess it's up
too.
For debate.
I'm going to have to look into that one, too.
All right.
Well, it's the Corporation.
Yes.
The Ministry of
the
Darkness.
The Alliance.
The Corporate Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oddities.
Oddities was... I always thought that was fun. I feel like people really shit on it now.
No, I don't know why. They have one of the best theme songs in WWE.
ICP?
Yeah.
I always thought that was fun.
Yeah.
They'd come out, and I feel like the people were into it. People, too cool.
Wasn't Don Callis in that group?
Was he?
I think he was.
The Jackal?
I'm going to Google it. Don Callis.
What was the other group he was in? Truth Commission?
I don't know. Oddities.
Who else?
WWF.
There's got to be more factions.
Callis. Yeah, he was the Jackal.
Oh, son of a bitch. And the Oddities?
Yeah.
With Golga.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurgan. And Luna with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Sable was in the Oddities a little bit.
Dude, speaking of Luna, okay, this is not important at all.
Well, none of it
but
is,
but Creamers, listen, I've been for the last five, I don't know, whatever amount of years that the game Wrestling Empire has been on the Switch. I've been playing it. I probably have put more hours into this game than any game I've ever played in my life.
That's cool.
Okay. So in the storyline, like in the game the other day, they added a new feature, which I'm not going to tell you what the feature is. I'm just going to tell you what happened, and you'll probably figure out that's probably the new feature.
All right, let me think.
So I had a match against Luna. Mm-hmm. Okay. After the match, I was like, that was a fun match. I want to start a rivalry with her, so I'm just going to beat the shit out of her after the match, you know? So I start beating the shit out of her. And I take her outside of the ring, and I do a Poison Rana onto the stairs.
Okay.
Severs her arm.
Like off?
Her arm comes off, and blood is shooting out, and then there's like a bone on the ground. And she's like, ah!
That's probably, I think, the new feature is the part where arms fall off.
Yeah, you could sever limbs. Because they also added a new weapon into the game. A chainsaw. Yes.
See, I didn't even know that.
And I didn't even use it. I didn't think that you could just use the stairs to... So then, you know, she had to retire.
For Halloween?
Maybe. I don't know. But she had to retire, and I felt very bad about it. But then she got reconstructive surgery, and her arm came back, but her stats went all the way down.
She's I was like starting fresh.
I'm like, damn, she's going to go back to the indies because of this, probably. And she's so then I asked her if she'll ever forgive me.
Yeah.
And she said, okay. And then the next week, I was like, would you like to be my manager?
Mm-hmm.
And now I pay her $7,000 a week because I just felt so bad that I did that to her.
Yeah, you took
because
her
she
arm.
Was innocent. I just started beating her up after the match, and then I just severed her arm.
That was fun. I want to fight her again. And then you made it so she can never fight again.
But then, like, I got a high... In my contract, I got... what's the one that Kevin Nash and Scott Hall had?
What, like... Where you get the money?
Yeah.
Like where you, your money's always...
Yeah, what do they call that?
I don't know.
Favored Nations?
Called.
Where you could, like, if you hire somebody else and they get higher pay than me, then I get bumped up to them.
Yeah.
And so I was like, damn, man, I'm getting $24,000 a week now, and I have to give this much to Luna. I don't really like doing that anymore. I feel like she's got her arm back. I mean...
Just wrestle,
and
lady.
Then thankfully she went up to me and she was like, hey, I think I've done all I can as your manager, and you should fly and be on your own. And I was like, okay. So now, but I feel like I did right by her.
I guess, but yeah, you're good. You're in the
clear.
Thank
you, man. Thank you.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And you're definitely in the clear.
Well, one time I killed this guy in the match.
Well, that's probably worse.
And then backstage, Big Boss Man came up to me and he's like, I'm glad you took out the trash. And I was like, Jesus.
Boss Man?
Yeah.
What, Blue Boss Man? Or like SWAT
cop,
Boss
cop.
Man?
Outfit, Big Boss
Man. Yeah, I believe that then.
Yeah. So, Big Boss Man's kind of a douche.
I believe that too.
Rest in peace. Or down there, we don't know.
I don't. I didn't know.
Didn't he put someone's dog in a microwave? Probably down
he
there.
He killed Al Snow's dog and fed it to him.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's...
He stole Big Show's dad's casket.
Oh, yeah, and drove
from,
away.
Funeral service. And The Undertaker hung him from a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that one wasn't really his fault, though.
No, but he was still part of that. It was awkward.
That's true.
I'm sure he did.
He was a cop.
He beat Nails in prison, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. So, he's in hell.
Big Boss Man, the character.
Yeah, the man.
Yeah.
What was his name in WCW?
Trailer?
I thought he was like...
Oh,
Bubba Rogers? Is that it? Bubba Rogers?
Bubba?
Yeah.
Bubba Boss Man? It wasn't Bubba Boss Man.
I think it was Big Bubba Rogers.
Big Bubba Rogers sounds good.
Yeah. He's not in hell.
No.
No.
But, SWAT gears.
So you didn't watch WrestleDream?
No.
No.
Taz.
So.
Taz.
So you didn't watch WrestleDream, eh?
No.
Am I getting texts? What is this?
It was.
This is my brother.
Saturday.
Yeah. Let's see. It was pretty good.
Wrestle Dream?
Yeah. I think...
I only heard good things. It's an AEW pay-per-view, so I just am assuming it's really long.
Yeah.
However, the quality is
good. It ended exactly at midnight.
Is that like a thing?
Well, I guess this particular venue had like a strict curfew.
What is with these rules?
I don't know. Like, I'm sure that you must mean you've heard about the blood rule.
You told me about the one... I meant the...
Like the curfew rules. Because last pay-per-view of AEW, they had that problem too. That was when Sting was retired.
Sting!
Yeah.
What was the other one? The big one. All Out. All In.
All In. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they have to be done in a certain time.
Yeah, you're right. That was that too.
I'm sick of it. What's the blood rule?
Yeah, because they had to make that Darby Allin Jack Perry
short. Yeah, because they cut that short.
That's right.
What's the...
I guess you're not allowed to blade and...
in certain states?
In Washington, yeah. So, you know, I'm sure the Mox Danielson match probably would have had a lot of blood because of the way they wanted it to be like a violent.
He just bleeds all the time.
Yeah, and they basically killed him off. It was like killing him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
liked the end.
They did the plastic bag thing again, which I don't. Is that like a thing now, or is that just for this?
I think it's just for Danielson, because the whole story seems to be that Moxley wants to give Danielson a Warriors exit or whatever.
Yeah, like a Viking funeral.
Yeah, and how he is going to be like gone either way, so he doesn't want him to go out like a bitch. You know, he wants him to go out.
Somebody's
going to
take you out. I'm taking you out.
So we're going to kill you, basically.
Respectful.
Yeah.
Let me put this plastic bag on your face.
Yeah, so you can never breathe again, you piece
of
shit.
Let me make this
my best friend that I love.
Let the boy watch.
All right.
Let the boy do it.
Taz. We're doing a, what's that fucking show called? Eastbound and Down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Kenny Powers. Well, no, that wasn't
Will
Kenny
Ferrell,
Powers,
yeah.
But Will Ferrell on. Ashley Schaefer, BMW.
When I'm on top of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walked in. And I said, let the boy. She said, go.
He needs to see this.
Let the boy watch. I like, that's a good show.
No, it is a great show.
WrestleDream.
Yeah, so.
No, anyway, the main event. Well, give me some other stuff, too.
Okay, so Darby Allin beat Brody King in a match where Brody King beat him up.
And they shook hands.
Yes.
So they're friends now. So Darby's in House of Black.
There was a part of the show, I think this was on the main show.
I don't think that's
backstage,
true.
Orange Cassidy was approached by Jerry Lynn.
That was on the main show.
And Jerry Lynn was like, you know, you can be great, you can be world champion and stuff like that. And then Hook came up to him and was like, he's right. I feel like this was just to justify him being one of the people that run in at the end.
Okay. So he'll be one of the first challengers.
Yeah, or like one of the good baby... Because it kind of seems like it's like AEW versus this faction now because of like...
Well, who are they going to go... They kind of... Mox came back. And,
yeah.
And Shafir comes with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Claudio and Pac.
Yeah.
And now Wheeler Yuta
back. Yeah, Wheeler,
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they kind of had their sights set on... What's his name? Daniel Bryan's in.
Well, once the match was over... Moxley just took the belt and put it in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even hold it up and celebrate it. It was like the whole point here is not really
suffocating
to win the title. It's to because we're here to hurt.
He wanted
Bryan
to
Danielson.
Suffocate the belt.
The title is not as important as it's kind of. I'm glad that Moxley's a champion though. I mean, he's like reliable.
Fine.
You know,
I mean, he's been there. He's
kind of the ace of the place.
He's kind of been like number one.
Yeah.
Like if you look at it, because
tell the title more than
the
anyone
beginning,
else.
Even from the beginning, you might have said like Kenny will be number one.
Yeah, of course.
But he's kind of had a snake bit tenure there for the most part. He kind of some weird storylines.
Uh-huh.
And I think at first he was trying not to be similar in the same kind of sense of like when Cody lost to whomever he lost to and he could never fight.
MJF.
For the belt. Was it MJF?
Yeah.
So he could never fight again. Oh, is that when he busted his face all the, like it ripped off his forehead?
No. I thought
that was versus MJF.
No, that was against, Sean Spears did that after a match.
No, there was one, I think...
When he hit him with the chair?
I think it was... Talking about.
No, this is a different thing.
But I thought the match, because I was like, they can't call this match, because then he can never fight for the belt, but he dove, it was when the ramp touched the ring.
You know what?
And he dove, and it like ripped his forehead
That was
open.
Against Jericho. MJF was in his corner, and he threw the towel in.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is even more screwing him over. You know, he wasn't even in the match.
Prick. But yeah, so in the same sense of I feel like Cody did that to be like, hey, look it, I might be an EVP, but I'm not going to get the belt.
Yeah, and
I think Kenny tried to do that The not
Bucks,
the same.
And so did the Bucks when, like, yeah. losing to Private Party in the tournament for, to be the first tag champion.
So I think they were doing that stuff at first.
Yeah.
So Kenny, the stuff with Kenny kind of was like, what the fuck's going on with Kenny Omega? He's like losing the, didn't he lose the Pac in one of his, the first pay-per-views or something?
No, it wasn't Pac, I don't think.
I thought Pac got him early on.
Maybe he did, actually.
I don't remember, yeah, I but think, he,
no,
Kenny
it.
Didn't have those.
I know they had that good match on Dynamite, but I can't remember. I feel like they did wrestle at one of the
pay-per-views. If I never saw Kenny Omega wrestle before AEW and only heard about him, mm-hmm. I would have been like, what's the big deal with this guy?
That's fair.
So the point of all that is, he kind of had the up and down, and then he's been sick.
Moxley?
Kenny.
Yeah.
So you have that. So then who else? You have your full four pillars. Mm-hmm. None of them have really been like the guy. And I'm not saying it's their fault.
Except maybe for MJF.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But then like he's been in and out, it feels like. Not in a bad way. I think they should get time off and relax and heal, whatever. Yeah. But like Mox has been
consistent.
CM Punk got hurt. Yeah. All right, we'll throw Mox in here. CM Punk quits. Yeah. Okay, we'll throw Mox in here.
Yeah.
He's been the guy to step up constantly.
Yeah.
And he seems like he will go to bat for that place. Uh-huh. Like he's there. I know it's a little different since he was in WWE and stuff like that first, but he's like their Sting.
Yeah.
He's going to be their guy that rides
it.
Hey, AEW is going to close down next week. All right, well, I'll be at the show.
Yeah.
Where other people, because I think like for WCW, their last show, they're like, you don't have to be here if you don't want to, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they did that for AEW, there'd be a handful of people that'd be like, all right, like I probably won't even be on the show. Let me figure out what I'm doing with my life now.
Right,
Mox is like, all right, I'll figure it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's go out there and have an
exploding
barbed wire death match.
I mean, I wish they would try it again, to be honest with you. I want them to do it right this time.
I think I agree.
It might have been something that could only work when there's no audience.
Oh, I didn't even think about that part of it. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, because like I could see
the no audience thing worked.
Yeah.
And
they're going
to bring
Japan.
Up the first one. You almost want people to forget about it.
Uh-huh.
Even though the match was, I really thought it was a good match. And the explosions during the match were fine.
No, that, I agree.
But then the
for
ending
sure.
happened,
right.
And it was like.
Yeah, no, the whole rest of the match, though, it sucks that it doesn't.
That match got overshadowed by that.
Right, because it was a great match.
But I don't know. I can remember sitting there and being like, when's the explosion going to happen?
Yeah.
What are we missing? What's going to happen?
All the photos of the actual match, though, where you see
are
like
sweet.
Right. They look like the stuff out of like wrestling magazines from the 90s. It would be like this Japanese match.
What are they doing over there?
Yeah, man. Japan, crazy.
Japan is crazy. They still are. They're mm-hmm. still wrestling over there. Yes.
But yeah, no, Japan wrestling is bonkers.
It's still going hot right now.
That's true.
Quite popular.
Yeah. I like it.
I know you do. And I'm getting into it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Are you going to watch Wrestle Kingdom?
Wrestle Cream?
Yeah. That's we got to do something called Wrestle Cream.
We will.
Yeah.
So make sure you subscribe and follow us everywhere so that you'll be the first to know when we get Wrestle Cream
mm-hmm.
officially rolling. But look for something. Look.
Yeah, keep those eyes open.
Just keep looking. If you don't see anything, just wait.
Yeah.
What's the rush? Take it easy.
Yeah, but you can still look.
You should look.
If you're able to look, then you ought to do that.
You can look, but you can't touch. That's what the Bella Twins said. Thank you.
I don't know if that was the accurate. It's the best sound effect for this, but you're going to watch Wrestle Kingdom.
There's too many wrestling shows.
Mm-hmm.
Not live.
Yeah.
I won't watch it live. No.
I wonder, we don't know.
Well, when does it start?
So,
what time does it start here?
Well, this one started at 4 a.m.
Ooh. All right. I might catch the middle of it then,
because
I have kids.
Yeah.
Like Heath Slater.
That's why I didn't have him, because I figured I wouldn't be able to watch Wrestle Kingdom. And
don't wake you up early enough.
That would really bum me out.
Don't wake you up early enough that you can.
So, you are aware that Zack Sabre Jr. is the new IWGP champion.
I did see that.
So I took off work to watch it, because I'm a real dedicated fan.
Oh, fan.
Call it what you will.
No, I don't think Mark's a bad thing. I'm a Mark.
No, I know. But no, I took it off, watched that little puppy. By puppy, I mean wrestling show.
And was it worth it?
Well, I mean, I like having a day off, so yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need a reason.
Right. But it was worth waiting
for. Show?
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. I mean, Doki, you ever heard of him before?
No. The Green Day album?
No, that's Dookie.
Oh.
This is Doki. He has a like a ninja's mask kind of thing, like going over the bottom.
I'm sure I've seen him. I just don't remember names.
And who is he wrestling? Sho took off the mask, and then it was like he had like a mouth full of blood. It was like he was like a psycho. It was like it kind of reminded me of I don't know, Jade? Is that who does that on Mortal Kombat? Who's got like a monster face over there? Is it Melina?
Melina.
Okay. It was like that, but bloody. Yeah,
pink.
Yeah.
Pink, and she's got the Baraka mask.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Then, yeah.
Takatans?
That sounds right to me.
The guys, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Baraka.
Yeah.
And then he does the other one.
What other Mortal Kombat sounds have you gotten there?
Me?
Yeah.
Raiden. That's when he flies across the screen. Mm-hmm. Screen? That's when he screams across the screen.
Yeah, that sounds, yeah. That's Luke, who I usually
you
play.
You can't see this one on the video because it's all kicks, but I'm doing it and it's
Liu Kang.
He does that.
That sounds like I feel like I'm playing the game.
That was from 2.
Okay, that sounded like 2. Yeah,
who else? Get over here. That doesn't really count, though. Everybody knows that one.
Well, we don't only do ones that people don't know.
Get over here.
Yeah.
I was thinking if Johnny Cage has any, but I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of the old ones.
He just punches you in the cock.
He does the splits, and then Sonya Blade does stuff.
So, this IWGP World Heavyweight Championship match.
Yes.
I had a finish that I thought was pretty sick because Zack Sabre Jr., he doesn't win matches with impact moves. Mm-hmm. He only wins by submission.
Right.
He feels like winning with a pinfall is not the same. It's not he doesn't like the idea of it.
Right.
It's
there's a lot of honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't he say if he didn't win the G1, he was going to quit?
Did he say that?
No, I don't think he said he was going to quit. But if he... That was the only G1 that mattered? Like, he had to win this one?
I don't remember.
He said something... I know there was something like that.
Sounds like him. And then he called somebody a dickhead?
Probably. I don't remember.
That's what he does. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. So, he did win this title with an impact move, though. So, he hit a Michinoku driver.
Okay.
And then he pinned Naito, and Naito kicked out at 1.
Uh-oh.
Then he picked him up, and he did a second Michinoku driver.
Okay.
And then he kicked out at 2.
Okay.
And then he did a third Michinoku driver, and then he got the 3 count. He didn't kick out, but he got the 3 count. And then
he do that thing where right when they 1, 2, 3, and then they kick out at the last second?
It takes 3 Michinoku drivers to take down Naito.
Now we know.
Yeah, now we know the amount. But it was a better Naito match than most of the more recent ones because Zack Sabre Jr.'s style is, there's not a lot of bumps. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a lot of submissions and
rolling around, chain wrestling. And
you know, he was able to disguise Naito's, unfortunately, bad knees.
That's good then.
He did get him into a couple submissions, but he didn't, you know, he obviously didn't tap out to them. In the post match interview they do, which I like it the way, I don't know, does WWE do it this way? Like, I know AEW, when you watch the pay-per-view, then if you want to watch the scrum, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. WWE's been doing that. I think it's on YouTube as well.
Okay. Is it on Peacock?
They do it on Peacock for sure.
If you just stay on the stream of the pay-per-view, does it just go to it?
I want to say yes.
So that's how they do it here, too. And so...
I'm pretty sure.
You know, after the thing, him, you know, he's backstage and he's talking about how he doesn't normally want to win a match that way, but he respects Naito, and he knows that Naito will not tap out, and he doesn't want to break his arms or his legs. So the only way he was able to pin him out of respect was to do it that way. Yeah, I liked it too. So I'm glad
they put a reason behind it too.
Yeah, right. And I'm glad that Zack Sabre Jr. is the champion.
Good for him.
As soon as I started watching New Japan more regularly, I was like, I want that guy to be the world champion. So I'm glad he is.
I seen him wrestle in a church gym, and now he's...
Did you really?
Champion of Japan.
That's pretty cool.
For AIW.
So in the like story of the match, like, you know, the build up to the match, Naito has been saying that Zack Sabre Jr. is just like all these other foreigners, basically, where he's only coming here to New Japan as a stepping stone to get somewhere else. Yeah. It's not home to him like it is to me.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Naito. And Zack Sabre Jr. was like, "This is my home too. I am not going anywhere.
I'm going to TNA.
Yeah, and he spelled it out.
Yeah.
And then he spat in Tanahashi's face.
That's why he's going to quit.
Yeah. He was like, I can't wrestle anymore now.
I can't do this anymore. I'm going to quit in a year.
You sicko.
A year and a half.
How'd you do that to me? So, yeah. So, it was a cool match. The whole show was pretty good. Yeah, the Doki thing I mentioned earlier. New junior heavyweight tag champions. Yep, they beat Bullet Club War Dog guys, Clark Connors and Drilla Maloney. Have you ever seen Drilla Maloney?
I don't know, probably.
They're both really good, but Drilla Maloney has a finisher. I think it's called the Drilla Killer. And he, like, he picks you up, like, on his shoulder like a dominator, and then he just pushes you down into a pile driver, but it's in, like, one motion.
Up, like, it's, down.
It looks devastating.
Up and down.
Yeah.
Like a
it's
sneeze. Like,
yep. And it looks like...
I always thought the dominator was cool when Farouk, Ron Simmons, whatever.
But I think, didn't Lashley do it before?
I think Lashley did it for a little bit.
I mean, I always thought that was a good finisher because it's super simple and it looks like it hurts.
He was supposed to show up. Yeah, I think he should wrestle in Japan a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Why not?
Yeah, like Brock Lesnar did.
That'd be cool. Lashley.
Yeah.
Lashley's good enough.
No, Lashley is. Yeah. I mean, he didn't... But you've seen why he didn't show up though, right?
They said they had enough.
Well, they already had Darby Allin getting the shit beat out of him. Brian Danielson's going to be getting the shit beat out of him.
It's like a sad show.
They didn't want to beat the shit out of all these hometown guys.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Okay.
Yeah, because Shelton Benjamin is facing...
Swerve?
No, Leo Rush.
Oh, yeah, Leo
on
Rush.
Dynamite tomorrow.
I saw that, yeah.
And I'm assuming, I mean, wasn't Leo Rush, we talked about it last time.
He was with
Lashley, so maybe some storyline. Because, I don't see why they would just sign Leo Rush and he had issues with them before. And then they're just going to sign him and have him be squashed by Shelton Benjamin.
Maybe he joins.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he's part of it.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, I'm in for that.
But Leo Rush is also with Top Flight, so I really don't know.
Yeah, but Top Flight.
Yeah, but he was just shown with them on the pay-per-view in the crowd watching the tag title match. But they made it like a point, like look,
to show him with them. Yeah, so when he turns on him, they can say, "Hey, remember we showed you."
Okay, I mean I'm all right with that.
You need to be.
I don't even give a shit about Top Flight. No offense.
You need to be emotionally invested.
No offense, boys.
They ain't bad.
No, they're just. I mean, I just don't care.
There's just enough other people I like more.
Yeah, Outrunners, for example.
Sorry.
You fan? You like the Outrunners?
They're fine.
Yeah.
They're not at the top of the list, but
I mean, I like how over they are. Like that's
yeah, it's cool.
Like I'm excited for them because they're so over. And I think they have great names. Truth Magnum.
That's a good name.
What's the other one's name? Shit.
French Montana. Is that what it is?
No, that's a rapper, you goofball.
Ah.
That's a hip hop MC.
Truth Magnum and
Truth Magnum. All right, try to make up a name and see if you can get it close.
False Eagle.
False Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
I like the name, but no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Truth, Lyle.
Lyle?
Lyle. Lyle,
Lyle. Lyle, Pants on File?
Yeah.
That's a cool name for a wrestler.
Lyle, Pants on File is kind of cool.
Turbo Floyd.
Of course. How can I remember Turbo Floyd?
Duh.
No, those are cool names.
Yeah, but I think...
they're different.
I don't know. I'm kind of like... I'm worried that the people who are going to take the titles off of the Bucks are going to be Kenny and the other Golden Lover. Yes, Kota Ibushi.
I think maybe.
I don't hate the idea of them having a match, but I just don't... I want like an actual like tag team who's been around this whole time to be the champion.
Yeah, so let's get some... Yeah, almost like... I know there was a lot of people that wanted Private Party to win.
Or maybe even they could cost the Bucks the titles and then have...
Then they have a feud after.
Yeah, because...
You're allowed to have a...
Right, I think that would be better for the tag team division to have matches that aren't related to the title.
Well, that's what I was going
to
say, is tag team division, women's division. I mean, I guess that's kind of your only separate divisions anymore.
Yeah.
But it's good to have feuds that aren't just title-based.
Yeah.
Or a tournament to get to the title.
Yeah.
Or what? Just have a feud. Just have two tag teams that hate each other.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they do to a point. They had the House of Black seems to do that with people.
Yeah.
Death Triangle, when they were still doing stuff. I feel like they had feuds that weren't just about winning the trios belts or the tag belts or whatever.
Who are the trios champions right now?
Everybody knows.
Is it the patriarchy?
I think so.
Okay. Because they're always on Collision, so I hardly ever see
it. Never see it.
Yeah.
Taz. I feel like as the year winds down, not wrestling winds down, but like, you got Survivor Series and Crown Jewel for WWE.
But you're really just waiting for Royal Rumble.
I think so.
Yeah.
What's AEW got? Full Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a December deal?
No. World's End.
World's End.
Yeah.
New Japan got anything big before New Year's?
Not really big. Just nothing, little shows. Stuff. I mean, this Sunday is, what is it called?
WrestleQuest?
No, that's a video game. It's called the Royal Quest.
Oh, okay.
And so after the match on, you know, whatever fucking King of Pro Wrestling show, the New Japan show, yes, where Zach Sabre Jr. won, ZSJ, as they call him.
Of course.
First, Sonata came out and said he wants to challenge him. Well, actually, they were already having a match at Royal Quest, and he was just like, can you put the title online? Then he said, okay. Then Shota Umino came out and was like, I want a title match. And the crowd was booing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's interesting. And then who the hell else came out? Oh, yeah, duh. And then Shingo Takagi came out.
Of course.
And said, hey, yo. And they were like, what? He talks like this now? No, but he was like, I want a title shot. So then what they're doing is he's facing Sonata this Sunday. And so if Sonata wins the title match, he's defending against Shota Umino. And if Zack Sabre Jr. wins, he's defending against Shingo Takagi.
Okay.
So obviously Zack Sabre Jr. is going to win. And that means he's going to, but it's, you know, Zack Sabre,
say obviously,
Shingo Takagi is in Los Ingobernables de Japón.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who, you know, Naito just lost the bout. Maybe the storyline could be that he wants to avenge him, but he is not, you know, he's not young. Not that a young guy has to, I just kind of think it's going to be Shota Umino that takes the title from
him. He's going to beat him. No, who's fighting him? What's the first match?
The Sonata.
Yeah, Sonata wins.
You think he loses it the first week he wins it? That would definitely be a shocker.
We gave it to him. He's got that on his resume.
Go back to England. All right, so now my match count for 2024, and we've decided that we're going to go at the same time. At the
same time this week.
And the Creamers at home, I think, could appreciate that.
Yeah, let us know how we should do it next week.
Yeah, comment below, Creamers, and let us know how we should make sure that Sammy, Daddy, and me have been not cheating, because neither of us cheated. So thank you.
No,
On three. 1, 2, 3, 675.
That's wild.
You did 676?
You did 675?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did 676.
What was the 676 match you've watched?
The last match that I watched?
Yeah.
It was, who's the guy that's going to beat Zack Sabre next week? This weekend?
Sonata?
Yeah.
You watched Sonata's match?
I watched Sonata versus
I didn't even know you watched that match,
Shingo Takagi.
Wow. That's in, my last match was also
last year? When they fight last year? 2 years ago?
I don't know, probably.
A couple years ago?
I'm sure they wrestled each other all the time. I mean, they're all in the same.
It was one of those. It was one of those.
I mean, I watched the last match happened? I watched was Muda, the Great Muda, versus Chono. He was in WCW,
I didn't
right?
watch that one. I didn't believe so.
Yeah, he was in the New World Order.
Well, they had the Japanese World Order.
Yes, he was the
Was that
leader.
In New Japan? Or was that a...
New Japan.
That was New Japan?
Yeah.
I always thought that was like the craziest thing. I'm like, wow, they really are the New World Order.
Right. No, I think that is really cool that they did that.
And it wasn't the LWO. It wasn't like a spinoff.
Right.
Different.
It was New World Order.
Because they would send fake Sting...
They had the...
And Scott Norton?
So I went on...
Over there a lot?
No, Scott Norton was definitely over there a lot.
I mean, I think he did stuff over there previous anyway, but when he was in NWO, he was an ambassador.
So like if you go on the New Japan app, New Japan World, and you type in, you know, you could search for stuff. I just type in Muda to watch some Muda matches. And there's like some matches where there's Muda and Nash and Hall. And
They did some. Yeah.
And like a trios match.
Because he had the NWO face paint. That was always sweet.
Yeah. There was also a match that was when I was watching Muda versus somebody, I can't remember who. The main event of that particular show was the NWA World title.
Yeah.
Chono versus Steve Austin. And Steve Austin actually goes for that pile driver that he did to Owen Hart, and he injures Chono.
I've heard about that.
And he shortened his career.
I heard about that. Isn't that wild?
It is. He's like, dude, think, don't do that pile driver, Austin. Do you
think Chono got a concussion?
He was, I mean, I think something happened. He was definitely not okay.
You think that Steve Austin believes that he gave him a concussion?
Probably not. He doesn't believe in CTE. So I don't think he would really even give a shit. I mean, didn't he say that if you get a concussion, it's your own fault?
Yeah, so he should
have. So does he blame it? Is he blaming Owen Hart?
I think. Oh.
Stone Cold.
Because he can't. If he blames Owen, then that means it was his fault.
Yeah.
For Chono. But if he blames Chono, that means it was his fault.
He's in a real rock and a hard place on this one. Yeah, that's it. We just talked about the matches. Yeah.
676.
676 is for you, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy for you, man. I'm starting to think I'm never going to, you know, even equal you.
Well, you could. Just watch one more match.
That's a good strategy. That's your problem. Okay, every time when I stop watching,
Every time when you're like, man, this is enough wrestling this week, go. No.
And then watch one or two if I want to.
Well, two more if you want to win.
Yeah.
Tying would be fun, though.
Tying would be neat.
What is the whatever the last show of the year is what we're going to. I'm not going to do the math, but that'll be.
For the room for cream? Yeah, I guess so.
Whatever that last week is.
Or we could just do it the first week of 2025 because this was our
official count. Because you might watch some New Year's Eve wrestling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, World's End is usually like the last. I mean, there's only been the one, but it was on like the 30th, I believe, of December.
I always thought pay-per-views then was silly because like the holidays and people, I don't know.
Yeah. It is, but I also hate all holidays.
Like money-wise, people like just spend a lot of money on Christmas.
Yeah.
Or maybe their New Year's resolution is. Don't spend money.
Or what if for Christmas they said, Dad, can I have...
Can I get Wrestle Dream too?
World's End, and Dad said, okay.
I guess. That's kind of lame.
Yeah, what are you saying to me?
We have a max subscription. Just wait.
Yeah, just wait a year.
Just wait until the beginning of the year, and then I can buy it at a reduced rate.
Is MJF playing...
He's in Happy Gilmore's
son?
I don't know. I just saw him coming out of like a courtroom with him or something. Is that what it was?
And he had like sleeveless shirt. Yeah.
I have no idea what the deal is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's in it.
You know who directs it? Have you ever watched...
Walter Matthau.
He's dead.
Well, it's probably going to not work.
Who directs that movie? Have you seen Workaholics?
Yeah.
You know, their drug dealer?
Gotta be fresh.
Kyle.
Carl? Damn. Is it Kyle?
It is Carl. But his name is Kyle in real life, I think. Anyways, he's the director of this Happy Gilmore too.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's my response to that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I don't have, like, high expectations.
Me neither.
But I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'll probably watch it when it comes out.
I actually have very low expectations. But I think MJF is in another movie, too.
There's just not a lot. He was in the Von Erichs.
Yeah, but I think he was filming another movie as well.
When he was gone. Well, he said something about being in movies, right?
He did.
I was making movies.
I forgot who people are saying was in it, though.
The Miz?
No, not The Miz.
The Miz is in movies.
Not The Miz. The Miz.
He's in at least five movies.
Yeah, they were all The Marine.
No, Santa's Little Helpers.
Okay, well, that one definitely, that's a top-notch movie.
Paige, Soraya, whatever.
She's in that.
I thought it was Miz and Soraya and somebody else.
That's so crazy. I've never watched any of those ones.
I saw, like, the WWE movies.
Yeah.
I definitely have seen the first Marine.
Well, yeah, but that was WWE's movies? Yeah. WWE films? Okay, well, I've seen the first Marine. I've seen...
And See No Evil?
12 Rounds.
Was that Randy Orton?
I think it's John Cena.
There's 12 Rounds, John Cena? Oh, yeah, he's got... Yeah, I think I saw that one. Oh, Condemned? I liked Condemned.
That was a WWE film? Yeah, I liked Condemned. It was pretty good, Stone Cold.
The See No Evil?
With
Kane?
Taz. But that's all the time we've got for today, folks. Why don't you comment below?
Comment, like, subscribe, share. In that order. Subscribe, rate, 5 stars. Please. It would be really appreciated. And let us know anything you want us to cover. Because we don't have to just cover new stuff. We'll cover old stuff, medium stuff. Or we'll just cover new stuff, whatever.
You tell him.
I am.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to micromanage.
No, you're doing great.
Thank you.
What do you want me to say now?
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
If you don't like this? You need to understand. You need to understand. This is just the cost of doing business.